ZLK, KO4HKX. KO4HKX, mobile.
Well, a bunch of stuff going on, N4ZLK. I'll call you back in a little bit.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit. KO4HKX, mobile monitoring.
Got me working. N4ZLK.
Buddy, N6CLX.
Not working, Mike. KO4HKX. How are you today?
Work. Just gotta find a FedEx drop box over here. So I can drop off something to the bank. I just wanted to sign something. I wish we could just fax it. It's just kind of pain.
Who's Ned or anything like that around you, do you?
I've got it figured out where it's at, but I've never been there. It's just a mile from the office. I'll figure it out.
Today?
Hey, just almost had a bad day. The phone fell, microphone fell. I looked up, there's a car stop in front of me, so the lunch bag fell. But all's good.
You had a good day. I was excited. I stopped for diesel fuel and it was under $4 a gallon. Got a few left, but if it didn't come down soon, I don't know.
Excited. Golly, this is the most confusing medical thing. I've been here before. I know I have.
Plans for the weekend?
I just don't know what they are, but I could call home and find out.
Hey, I'm sure she'll let you know when you need to know.
I'm going to have a FedEx box here. I think Wells Fargo's just going to have to wait. The FedEx guy came to deliver something. Oh, there it is. I found it. FedEx guy came to deliver something today next door. I ran out there and showed it to him. I said, can you take this for me? He says, I'm ground. I'm not FedEx.
They're separate, and they will not work with each other.
Not to use them, huh?
Hey, I really don't understand how they run their business.
I'm 6 dealing.
Last chore for today, and now it's time to go home.
Go home and Valentine my wife.
Anything?
Yep. I got her a nice smile. I don't know. It's just a wise crack. I bought her some. I could just go out and pick some flowers. I just bought her some flowers. She was happy with that.
Nothing about no flowers or jewelry. So I bought some steaks and grilled them out Saturday, and she's happy with that.
On this diet and told the wife I'd be happy with some dog crap wrapped in bacon. That'd be fine for me.
I like that sandwich. I think I'll let you have that one.
You know what, Patrick? I'm spending too much time not thinking here. Just went the complete wrong way. It's going home. I could have just continued straight to get to 85. Now I gotta get on 585 to get to 85. I was on Highway 9. I'm just kind of confused, I guess.
We all have those days. As long as you keep them to a minimum, we'll be all right.
This guy's flashing his headlights at me because I had the dang audacity to pull on to 9 in front of him. You know? I had probably 10 car lengths, but he just didn't like me being there.
Hey, you never know what's going to set somebody off now. But I'm following this tractor and trailer up 25 through Traveler's Rest, and I'm looking under the back, and it's missing a few things, like brakes. The air chambers are not there. See the rods move, but there's no air chamber there.
Holy mackerel. No, he passed inspection somewhere.
Amazing when you know what's going on and start looking around at these cars that are all going up down the road, how bad a shape they're in.
The other day I was behind it on 85. I've seen this guy before driving to work. And I noticed something's hanging down. I said, what is that? It's this rear passenger side support for the shock and the spring. It's just hanging down.
Friday. Went into the shop. Well, I've been in several of them, but lately, and one of them had a broom handle zip tied to the sky rod ends. You know, it got an inner and an outer that had broke, and he zip tied the broom handle to them to keep it together and drove it to the shop.
At least that's ingenuity. At least it got him there. But now, you know, he can't leave with it. I don't think any shop would allow a guy to leave with that. At least I hope not. And fix PLX for that.
You would be surprised. I have seen some mighty strange things. People come in complaining about brakes. And I just put pads on it. Go to look at there, and the guys will show you there's no rotor. The outside ring of the rotor where the pads contact when you mash the brake is gone. All there is the hat. There's nothing there.
Years and years ago, this was in the 80s, I was at an 81 Olds Cutlass, and I decided I was going to change the fuel filter. No problem. I located it, put a wrench on it, but only one wrench. You can understand what probably happened next. So I did my best to put tape on it or whatever I could, because there was fuel spraying everywhere, and I basically coasted down the hill to the Chevron and said, fix it.
Seen stuff like that, and over my years of working on cars, I've seen some pretty wild stuff, and I see some really wild stuff in shops down here where there's no state inspection. Holy cow.
I was on a trip years and years ago, going across the southeast, southwest, in New Mexico. I think it was about 110 degrees or whatever it was. And broke down, but just needed a battery. So I was waiting for the battery to be repaired. This guy's working on his own car. He's borrowing tools. He goes, shit. Just running in. The mechanic comes out and says, oh, now you done it. And it was a long weekend, like Memorial Day. Or I think it was 4th of July. The mechanic starts laughing. He says, now you've done it. You broke your thermostat, and I don't have another.
To spend the weekend there?
That guy got done cussing.
Do anything with the radio lately, or you just kind of got it on the back burner still?
Unlike most of those elements out there, I'm totally radio not active. And I go and look at the radios, but I spam them and flipping them on. I don't know what's going on. First of all, I can tell you, I've got a chaotic mess. I'd have to spend 2 weekends cleaning up so I could get to the radios.
I know. I have to keep mine tamed up every now and then, and it's a constant battle.
I can't get anything done around the house. I don't have the you know what to tell her. Look, I either got to go buy all new tools or take 2 weeks to clean up, because I can't find anything.
The same problem sometimes. And I have to go hunting tools. Even though I got my building out back, I've outgrown it. And a little 8x8 is just, it's packed full of stuff now, and just ain't room to put everything in there where I can get to it in an organized manner.
Yeah, I was going through my past history on Amazon, some of the parts I bought for my AR, because I need to buy a new quick disconnect. I was looking for what I bought, some Magpul stuff. Anyway, I'm cruising through back what I bought last year, and I went, oh yeah, I bought that tool that I've always wanted. I wonder where that is.
And that with radio stuff. Buy it and then, where did I put that?
Yes, sir. Quite so much money, but I had to go buy that new gun I told you about, so I had to buy a reflex sight, I had to buy some iron sight, flip-up sight. I think I've spent my wad in the first week here of the fill cycle.
It can get pretty expensive real quick. It's almost like radio stuff.
Dang, it's a heck of a lot more satisfying.
Some days, yes, I would agree with you. There's just something about going outside and squeezing that trigger and listening to it go bang.
I don't know if I told you this. I can't remember. My brother-in-law sent a video he took on his phone of his wife shooting one of their guns. AKs that she's shooting. And she's got a pretty good trigger finger. It almost sounds like it's a fully auto on three rounds. So she pulls off the three rounds, and she looks at the camera and goes, yeah, baby.
The gun's set up right. You can be pretty quick on the trigger. You ain't got to have that gear in there. You can do a pretty good job, just regular trigger.
I did good, Patrick. They're coming for it.
I don't know nothing about it.
It's in 0TR. Setting in line here on 101 above Lake Cunningham. Good evening, guys.
I agree with you, Tom. They're coming for it. But when they do arrive, I'll say they all went down in that horrible boating accident out there in Texas.
Patrick.
What y'all are talking about. I mean, all the guns that I've ever shot, they belong to somebody else.
Well, Patrick, I'll give you the tip of the day from the old man. The good Lord's got a place for liars, and it's a lot hotter than where you're at right now.
Mom?
Dad, he never lied, you know, being a railroader. They'd never BS or lie or anything. He just barricaded a little bit.
AR is just code for absolutely ridiculous.
But honesty, Mike, I don't own one, I got lessons on one here last year, and I've never seen anything more versatile than what they are, and it's really nice, and, you know, I'm 75, that I can still pick one up and shoot it, because I shot that one, and it was 223, and it doesn't kick the snot out of you, so that was a blessing.
Is we live in South Carolina. If things go to heck here and they come for them, well, the rest of the country is flying red. Oh, got the phone. N6CLX.
The thing about where we live is we won't be alone when that happens. But Tom, what you and Miss Bernice doing out this evening?
Echo used to say they'll have to pry it from my cold, dead fingers. Oh, we just want to get out from it. I'm really, really tired. I couldn't figure it out. And Bernice said, well, you went out and spread all that pre-emergent and fertilizer on the yard yesterday. But, oh, just riding around in that lawnmower beats me up pretty good. So I guess that's why I'm tired. I went over and watched the neighbors a while ago building a new chicken coop. They're going to get four new chickens up there at Flat Rock. Just for fun, and so I always go over to Tim's there and visit with them. And we're just going to go to, I don't know, Lowe's or Home Depot and get some squirt bottles to put stuff in, you know, like Simple Green and stuff like that, Patrick. It's N0TR Mobile.
Pat, just need to get out of the house for a little bit, right? Move around.
They were in a Harley with two people on it and the bond on the back and their hair was blowing in the wind. Boy, it's a beautiful day to ride. But I believe I'd have a helmet on, but anyways, it was a nice sight to see. The bugs are already starting to come out, and the weeds are already starting to come up, so I think that's a sign of spring, and I had a yard full of robins today.
Spring is here a little early. I hope we don't get any of that frostbitten stuff coming around here later on. Kill everything off. I hope it stays this way, let's put it that way.
SUG used to tell me when to plant, and he was always right, as far as I know. And everybody else, and I'd always try to get away with it a little early, and then they'd get froze, the tomatoes and that. But I saw Chris Justice, I think, give his long-range forecast for the trends for the next month, and they're above seasonal normals. So that's a good thing.
Hope it stays that way. I hope he's correct. And we just move right on into spring. Be good to see time change where we can get home in the afternoon and still have some daylight.
The sun, I can just see the top half of it over here to the west. We're up on 101, Patrick. Beautiful sunset there earlier. And it's 6:02, so it's starting to get there, and I noticed the sunlight where we eat breakfast at in the kitchen area is starting to come through and blind us to where I have to shut the blinds up morning for a couple of hours. So it's moving into the southern hemisphere.
It's good to see. Days are already getting longer, that's for sure. But I had a quick question. Have you heard anything about them doing away with daylight saving time this year?
Bernice says no, and I'll tell you, Patrick, they talk about that every year. They seem like they're getting more serious about it, but as far as passing any legislation, I'd have to say no. I haven't heard a thing about it.
I feel like I heard something about it there last November when they changed the time, but I can't remember what it was. I'll have to look and see again. But Tom, Miss Bernice, I am getting ready to cross the state line, so I'll lose you guys here in just a minute. You guys be safe out there this afternoon. Enjoy your walk around Lowe's, and I will look forward to talking to you tomorrow, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now, 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, nice to hear you, and fun to ride with you, and I hope you had a good day, and at least you had a safe day, you're getting home. I always like to put my old trucks in getting home gear. 73's Patrick, KO4HKX, and 0GR is clear.
10-6CLX, and by the way, they'll do away with daylight savings time if they can find a way to make money on it, tax it or something.
Wait a minute, Mike, that's disrespectful. We got the best politicians money can buy.
Forgot about that. They wouldn't have to tax it. If someone chucked enough suitcases full of money at them, they'd pass it.
What I said in a roundabout nicer way. shoot. Uh-oh. Here comes the guy here with the over. Just love that, don't you?
Especially when they're three behind you on the interstate at full interstate speed, you can feel it.
Never forget, I met a boy up in Missouri one day in Joplin, Missouri, and the wife was in the fabric store, and it said 160 decibels on the windshield, and he come out, and I was surprised. Back then, I was expecting kind of a hippie or something, you know, and I got to talking with him. He was pretty knowledgeable, and I said, now, you know, I've been around jet airplanes and propeller planes a lot in my life, and I said, the jet aircraft, which I wasn't around a whole lot, but they are one of the loudest things there is in everyday life. And I said, you can't possibly have 160 decibels in there. And I noticed the whole back seat was gone. It was all speakers. In the trunk, he opened it up. It was all amplifiers. And I said, you still can't run 160 decibels. You break the windshields out. And he took his trigger finger and says, come with me. And we walked around in front, and it actually broke the windshield. It had a big crack in it, Mike.
Was he saying what a lot?
I think it'd be blood running out of his ears. And I can tell you this much, and I told him, I said, well, that's really a nice setup, but you'll never hear your grandkids. I'm getting ready to pull into Lowe's. It's a parking lot. I better let you go. N6CLX and 0TR. 73's mine.
73 is there, Tom. Have a good time in the grocery store. I'm just trying to get home to please the wife on Valentine's Day. And I'm already running late. So I'm going to put the metal to the pedal to the metal. Talk to you later, Tom. N6CLX. I'll be on her.
Lowe's Hardware Store. Yeah, I fixed supper for Bernice tonight, being just Valentine's Day, and we had bean weenies and Gatorade.
Put some strawberries on top, and you've got a meal.
That's about the height of my ability in the Bernice. That's it. Now I give her a smooch, and she said, well, I consider myself lucky. I said, I'm glad you got to meet me. You know, being humble and all, like that song.
But it's hard to be humble. Talk to you later, N6COX.
All right, mate. Yeah, I just killed a gnat inside my car here. Gee, Manny. Too early for that stuff. 73's, Mike. It's 0TR clear.